What are you doing here, Elijah? That's the question posed to the prophet hiding in a cave. What are you doing here? Like many before him and many to follow, Elijah gives his defense for why he has gone in hiding in his cave. He says, "I have been zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Sounds like a pretty good defense for why Elijah would be hiding in a cave. He's done what God asked him to do. He's been zealous for the Lord. He's tried, as others have before him, to no avail. Not only are the people of God not listening, they're actively going against God's wishes. And worse even, they're destroying the altars that are in place for worship for the one true God. They've gotten in with their neighbors who worship all sorts of false gods. Rather than influencing their neighbors, they've been influenced by them. Rather than bringing their neighbors to the understanding and worship of the one true God, they've been persuaded by their neighbors that Baal and other gods might be worth following. What's the harm, they think? If we don't do as our neighbors do, then they'll shun us. Elijah's tried to warn them, to help the people of God remember to whom they belong. He's threatened, and he's even produced some mighty miracles to no avail. Not only will the people not listen, they've turned on Elijah. He's had it. He's done. He's tired and frustrated and not really interested in being killed by the people of God gone bad. Everything he has tried to do has failed, so why not just hide in a cave? That actually doesn't sound like such a bad idea, given the situation that Elijah faces. And honestly, I don't think Elijah's situation is all that uncommon. Maybe you can relate to it as well as I do. Anyone here ever felt so frustrated that you just wanted to go hide in a cave, not get out of your bed, not answer your phone or check your text messages? Anyone here ever tried to hide? Not only from your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers, but also from God? If so, you know where Elijah is right now. If not, pay careful attention to this story. So here we have Elijah, tired, frustrated, afraid for his life, having his own little pity party. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. He decides that he deserves to be treated better than he's being treated. After all, he's working for God. And now that he remembers that, he wonders why God let him have such a rough go of it. He's a good guy. He's done the right thing. Enough, he says. I'm going into hiding, for I don't have to deal with this mess and these people. I deserve better. Forget you, God, and this failed plan you had, that I would go talk to your people and get them to turn around. Forget you, God. You really let me down. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. So just forget you, God. You're no help at all. So Elijah, thinking that this was all about him all along, forgetting that he was a part of God's plan, goes into hiding. He's hiding from God. And you know how well it works, hiding from God? Not well at all. My favorite psalm is Psalm 139. And the reason that Psalm 139 is my favorite psalm is that in this psalm, the psalmist talks about what it's like hiding from God and the futility of that plan. The psalmist says, "Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make my grave the bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will hold me fast." Elijah discovered the truth of this psalm when he tried to hide in that cave. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah gives his well-rehearsed defense and gets no sympathy whatsoever. He's told to go to the mouth of the cave because the Lord is about to pass by. He doesn't budge. Elijah is determined to have his way. He's in charge now. He's in control. There's a roaring wind. Elijah doesn't move. There's an upturning earthquake, but Elijah doesn't budge. He's done. Thinking that he's missed the boisterous show of God, Elijah goes to the opening of the cave to survey the damage that God has caused. But all is quiet and still. Elijah believes that he's been spared an encounter with God, but he's wrong. The voice of God comes in the silence and says again, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah again gives his well-rehearsed defense for why he's justified in not doing what God wants him to do. And again, God is not moved. "Go and do what I have for you to do," says God. God isn't really terribly sympathetic to Elijah's self-doubting pity party. God seems to have little concern for our excuses and mixed bag of doubt and privilege. God says, "Get up, get going, stop trying to hide, and for my sake, stop pouting. Don't doubt me and what I can do. Don't doubt that I can and will give you just what you need to accomplish the task that I have for you. I have called you, and you are mine. I have a job for you that only you can do. Get out of the cave." Peter had that same experience when Jesus called him out of the boat, as we heard in Matthew's gospel today. One might wonder why Peter hasn't gone down in history with the same title given Thomas, doubting Thomas. Certainly, Peter was uncertain. "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus says, "Okay, come." And Peter does. He steps out of the boat and onto the water. Putting aside all skepticism about the physical reality of this event and focusing on what the event has to tell us about trust, we see that when Peter trusts that he can do what Jesus asked him to do, and all is well. But the minute that self-doubt creeps in, the water begins to rise up to his ankles, then his calves, then his knees. Thankfully, before he drowns, Peter calls out to Jesus. He doesn't set his resolve. He doesn't get angry that Jesus let him down and pout his way to the bottom of the sea. He cries out again, and again is heard. Jesus takes his hand and leads Peter to safety. Maybe you're in a cave right now, dark, lonely, hiding. Maybe you feel like you're drowning, that there's nothing to keep you from sinking to the bottom. Maybe you feel like you deserve to be treated better by God, that you've done all the right things and still you're getting nowhere. Maybe you're scared. Maybe you're proud and sure of your own ability to do whatever needs to be done with no help from God at all. If so, think back to these stories of Elijah and Peter.